This is because in the Ballinasloe side, traffic signage indicates that the N59 is closed, which is untrue. The N59 is closed for a small, short period. Now, that area is at Ombeg, which is about, as I said, 2 miles to the Ballinasloe side of the village. And traffic is being diverted through Enniscorthy and through Iskey. But the signage in Ballinasloe directs traffic through the Charlestown, the N26 and the N50, the N17 to get to Sligo. So anybody in the Ballinasloe area that wouldn't be familiar with the coastal route via Enniscorthy and Iskey will be going via Charlestown, via Tubbercurry and onto Sligo, which has meant a downturn in transient traffic coming to the village. That's one issue. I suppose the other issue is that the upper side of the village where the butcher is and where the Costco shop is and the pharmacy is, that has been closed for the difference because the traffic has been diverted at the Iskey junction out through Enniscorthy and on to Ballinasloe. So people wishing to, I suppose, use these facilities, while locals now understand that it's not closed, the signage would indicate that that upper part of the village is closed.
So there are businesses closed because of it?
Well, not closed, but like the footfall isn't there because people, the transient traffic that would be passing daily, and there is approximately 29,000 cars per week passing through Drummore West. So they're all being diverted through Iskey and through Enniscorthy. And once again, like, we do welcome road improvements. There's no issue with that at all, but it's just maybe there could have been a little more thought given to the signage and some local knowledge maybe at the junctions directing people, because I know of people who have looked to use the local garage and looked for directions of townlands around the Drummore West area. But lack of signage and lack of direction, or maybe misdirection on the Ballinasloe side directing people to Charlestown, which adds another 40 minutes to their journey to get to Sligo. And plus the village of Drummore West is losing this passing trade, which we welcome, and obviously during the summer months it's essential for our business to sustain the employment of this 60 or so people that's employed within the village, both full-time and part-time.
What you were saying really is the impression being given is that access through Drummore West is closed, but that's not the case.
The message that anybody would read on the Ballinasloe side is that Drummore West is closed, that you must go, if you're going or thinking about going to Sligo, you must go via Tubbercurry, via Charlestown, that Drummore West is closed. That is the message on the Ballinasloe side. Now, I know on the Sligo side, on the dual carriageway, there is a sign saying diversions for HGVs, heavy goods vehicles, go via the N17. And while we welcome that, because the road structure towards East Kin and Scone is quite tight for HGVs meeting each other and it slows down the traffic, but just the tourist or the day tripper that may be travelling to Sligo from the Ballinasloe or from the Mayo region are being sent to the other side of the Ox Mountains via Tubbercurry, via Charlestown, which is business is down 30%, and obviously every euro is needed to sustain rural businesses in the west of Ireland, especially in Drummore West. Hopefully it's an issue that's going to be resolved shortly, because I understand they are working long hours on it, and the road will be open temporary shortly, but I think there could have been a little more thought and a little more consultation done with the locals on it.
And this diversion, does it apply to all vehicles or just to heavy goods vehicles?
All vehicles, except for local access, and that applies to all vehicles. And as we all know, it's high season now for the farming community, with people getting ready for silage making and hay making, and there is a lot of farm machinery on the road at the moment, which is, you know, adding to the, I suppose, to the discomfort of motorists as well, because the Iskey, the R297 and the R298, you know, they're not main roads. They're secondary roads.
And this road closure, how long is this going to continue? Is it some person has mentioned the 25th of June? Is that correct?
My understanding was to close for 6 weeks, but I think with the good weather they got, I was talking to the contractors, and they're very happy with the progress they're making, and they hope to have it opened within the next 2 weeks, maybe temporary. But that's my understanding, talking to the contractors that are on the job.